This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 29, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There have been rumors for a while that Cirrus Aircraft Chairman and former CEO Alan Klapmeyer has been looking for capital, although the exact nature of his plan wasn't clear. On Friday, the cat escaped the bag. As first reported by ANN, Klapmeyer confirmed on Friday his intent to try to buy the Cirrus Vision SF-50 program from the company founded by Alan and his brother Dale. Current CEO Brent Wouters also confirmed the news at the 2009 Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association annual convention. Quote, "It is true that Alan requested of the board an opportunity to look at the business," unquote. Wouters hastened to add, however, that having a willing buyer doesn't guarantee a sale. Quote, "One thing that shouldn't be lost on everybody is we don't particularly see the future of Cirrus without the jet. Every last dollar that we have available is going into that R&D program. We think that is an integral part of the future of the business," unquote. NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration launched a new GOES satellite Saturday from Cape Canaveral. GOES stands for Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite. The GOES series provides nearly continuous imaging and sounding of the atmosphere, which allows forecasters to better measure changes in atmospheric temperature and moisture distributions. The images from these satellites are a staple of your nightly TV weathercasts. The latest GOES left Launch Complex 37 at the Cape at 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday evening atop a Delta IV rocket. Hawker Beechcraft has announced that its authorized service centers are now taking orders and scheduling installations for Hawker 800 XP owners wishing to upgrade their Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics suites to include capability for WASLPV, or Wide Area Augmentation System Localizer Performance with Vertical Guidance. The upgrade adds more than 1,500 LPV approaches, reduces decision altitudes to as low as 200 feet AGL, and visibility minimums to as low as a half mile. It allows the use of GPS as primary means of navigation from takeoff through approach. There was no price included in the announcement. Bill Brown, president of Hawker Beechcraft Global Customer Service and Support, says the model list will grow. Quote, "Over the next year, we plan to have WASLPV solutions for all ProLine 21-equipped Hawker, King Air, and the Premier One aircraft, as well as a Honeywell NZ-2000 solution for the Hawker 800 series," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A new study says the FAA needs to rethink its special air tour rules for Hawaii. The NTSB's helicopter EMS report is inconclusive. And just how common are pitot failures on A330s? Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves defines teachable moments and tells us his tactics for making them happen. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.